Friends, now it is a time to understand the regulations relating to the venture capital funds. A lot of activities in last previous 2-3 chapters we have seen. Now it is high time to see particularly and concentrate only on the regulations. These regulations governs the investment made by the venture, made into the venture capital, and investment made by the venture capital into another undertaking. To consider this and to understand better, we have considered only 2 points, only 2 points for understanding our these regulations. One is the registration of the venture capital fund, and second, related regulations for this. Okay, so various legal formalities, as you know, are required to be completed by the venture capital for establishing the new venture capital funds. It may be Indian Trust Act or it may be Companies Act 2013. Taxation matter, as far as the venture capital fund is not directly responsible, that we have seen. It is not directly responsible for the payment of taxes, but information in the form of regulation need to be conveyed to the investor at the stage of formation of the funds, collection of at that time of investment. These regulations may be Alternative Investment Fund Regulation of SEBI, RBI regulation under Foreign Exchange Management Act, or maybe the global regulations. All these regulations are applied to the venture capital funds. We shall discuss this regulation and its applicability in a nutshell. Now, registration, whether venture capital fund is required to be registered or not. It's a $1 million question. Now, the venture capital fund means an alternative investment fund, that is AIF. Okay, it is covered under that. These funds invest primarily in unlisted securities of the startup, emerging or early stage venture capital undertaking, mainly involved in the new product, new services, new technology, or intellectual property right, which is based on activities or a new business model. That is called venture capital fund. Now, venture capital undertaking means what? Always we are taking undertaking. It means a domestic company which is not listed on the recognized stock exchange at the time of making investments into it. Now, when we talk about the registration, is the compulsory registration is required under alternate investment fund with the SEBI under regulation number 3. What regulation 3 says? Regulation 3 says, no entity or a person shall act as an AIF unless it has obtained a certificate of registration from the board. Board means SEBI. Board means not company's board. It is board means SEBI, Securities and Exchange Department of India, SEBI. In any one of the categories which are mentioned there under, and in case of category 1 alternative investment funds, in one of the subcategory mentioned thereof. So, there are various categories of funds. Now, category 1 alternative investment fund. What it states? This category 1 AIF is permitted to invest in a startup or early stage venture or social venture or SME or infrastructure or other sectors or areas which the government or the regulators considered as socially or economically desirable and shall include the venture capital funds, SME funds, social venture funds, infrastructure funds, and such other alternative investment funds as may be specified. This AIF we generally have the positive spillover effect on the economy, and for which the SEBI or the Government of India or the other regulators in India might consider providing the incentive or concessions shall be included, and such a funds which are formed as a trust or company shall be construed as a venture capital company or venture capital fund as specified under section 23FD of section 10 of Income Tax Act 1961. So venture capital funds falls under category 1 AIF. Hence, registration has to be obtained under this category. So registration of venture capital funds, which covers the areas or which types which are covering that, is required to be compulsorily registered with the SEBI. So venture capital fund can either be a fund which is established as a trust under the Indian Trust Act or Companies Act 2013. The regulations provided for the registration of the company or trust before the commencement of this act, proposed to do after the commencement of this act. Company or trust which is functioned as a venture capital fund before commencement of this regulation shall cease to function. They shall not develop any product or market any product, and they have to compulsorily register within 3 months from the commencement of these regulations. Now, procedure for making the application for registration of venture capital funds with the SEBI. Now let us understand how this works. What is the procedure? To make an application to the SEBI in Form A under the Category 1 Alternative Investment Fund, VCF, and shall accompanied by a non-refundable application fee as specified in the table which is below. General documents, particular document we are looking into. General document, what general document should be accompanied with the Form A for the registration? One, copy of the draft placement memorandum. Copy of the draft placement memorandum. Second, applicant's attachment. And then what is that applicant's attachment? One is identity and address proof of the trustee, director of the trustee company in case of trust, or in case of company, identity proof of the address proof of the director and the company memorandum of association. In case of limited liability partnership firm, identity proof and address of proof of all the partners and copy of the partnership deed. And in case of body corporate, copy of the relevant statute or act, identity proof and the identity proof of the directors. These are category wise attachment required to the Form A. Now what would be the sponsor documents? Sponsor document, identity proof and address proof of all the sponsors. Sponsor may be individual, director of the sponsor, or may be partners in the sponsor, whatever it may be. Copies of the financial statement of the previous financial year is required to be attached. The next category is a manager's document. Now what is the manager's document? Manager's document is the identity proof and address proof of the manager. Okay. If manager is a company, partner or the manager, manager is a limited liability partnership firm, and copies of the financial statement for the previous financial year and declaration as to the regulatory action taken in past, that is required to be submitted as a manager document. In addition to that, copies of the commitment letter, amount of contribution, then the proposed to conduct any sponsors, fit and proper person declaration for the applicant sponsor, and manager's declaration that the applicant shall comply with the provision under Regulation 10 with respect to the investment in the alternative investment fund, and the declaration that the applicant shall comply with the provision of Regulation 15 and 16 in respect of the general investment condition and the conditions of applicable category. Now, regarding the placement memorandum, we have a lot of discussion on the placement memorandum, that is private placement memorandum. But in case of while applying to the board for the registration, this placement memorandum copy is required to be attached. So, AIF fund shall raise the funds through the private placement by issue of information memorandum or the placement memorandum by whatever name it may be called. Such information or a placement memorandum as specified in sub-regulation 1 of the SEBI that shall contain all the material information about the AIF fund and the manager, background of the key investment team of the manager, targeted investors, fees and all other expenses proposed to be charged, tenure of the AIF, conditions or limits of the redemption, investment strategy, risk management tool and the parameters employed, key services provided, terms of the preference, terms of the reference of the committee which is constituted for approving the decision of the alternative investment fund. Conflict of interest and the procedures to be identified, and it is required to be addressed them. Any disciplinary history on the company is required to be disclosed. In terms of the conditions on which the manager offers the investment services, its affiliations with other intermediaries, and the manner of winding up of the alternative investment fund or scheme with other information which may be thought of necessary for the investor to take the informed decision whether to investment in AIF fund or not, this information is required. And that is forming the part of the Form A, that is application to the SEBI for the purpose of registration. In addition to that, fees column is also there. So these fees will be the amount to be paid as a fee. What is the amount required to be paid as a fees for while submitting the application for registration? The application fee is rupees 1 lakh. Application fee is rupees 1 lakh. Then registration fee for category 1 alternative investment fund other than the angel fund is rupees 5 lakh. Registration fee for category 2 alternative investment funds other than the angel investment is 10 lakh. And registration fee for category 3 alternative investment funds for other than the angel funds is rupees 15 lakhs. These three types of funds alternative investment fund category 1, category 2, category 3. Category 1 requires 5 lakh, category 2 requires 10 lakhs, category 3 requires 15 lakhs is the registration fee. And in addition, there will be an application fee of rupees 1 lakh. This scheme fee for alternative investment funds other than angel investment fund is a 1 lakh rupees. That is already discussed. And re-registration fee is rupees 1 lakh. Registration fee for angel funds, it is 2 lakh rupees. Now, coming down to understand the regulations of the venture capitals. Venture capital funds is regulated as per the 1996 regulation of the SEBI Venture Capital Fund. These regulation clearly states that any company or the trust proposing to carry out the facility of venture capital fund shall get a grant certificate from SEBI. Section 12(1)(b) of the SEBI Act also makes it mandatory for every domestic venture capital fund to obtain the certificate of registration from the SEBI in accordance with the regulations. Hence, there is no way that the Indian Venture Capital Fund can exist outside the SEBI regulation. However, registration of the foreign venture capital investors is not mandatory. Foreign venture capital registration is not required under this regulation. This is the main and basic difference. Only domestic venture capital funds, irrespective of its category 1, 2, 3, is required to be registered with the SEBI. Whereas, foreign venture capital, it is not required. Please keep this in mind. A venture capital fund and the registered foreign venture capital enjoys many other benefits. No prior approval is required from the Foreign Investment Promotion Board, that is FIPB, for making the investment into Indian venture capital undertaking. Okay? As per the Reserve Bank of Notification number FEMA 32, foreign venture capital can purchase and sell securities as well as investment in securities at a price that is mutually acceptable to the parties, and there is no ceiling or floor restriction applicable to them. Why these regulations? Because there is no restriction placed for investment, inflow of the foreign currency, foreign exchange. That is why these regulations are little bit relaxed for foreign venture capital funds. venture capital funds and the registered venture capital funds, foreign venture capital funds, enjoys the several benefits, okay, which consist of, I have said that there is no prior approval required for the Foreign Investment Promotion Board, as from the Foreign Investment, FIPB, Foreign Investment Promotion Board. Secondly, as per the Reserve Bank of India, FEMA 32, there is no requirement, or there is a, they are permitted to sell any number of, that means there is no ceiling as such or floor limit as such for the purchase of the security, then sale of security, or maybe investment into the security at a price that is mutually acceptable and the parties, and there is no ceiling on the floor restriction applicable to them. Registered foreign venture capital has been granted the status of QIB, that is qualified institutional buyer. So they can subscribe to the share capital of venture capital units at the time of initial public offer, that is IPO, and lock-in of 1 year period is applicable to these shares which are subscribed in IPO for foreign venture capital funds. The lock-in period which is applicable for the pre-issue shares, capital from the date of allotment under the SEBI disclosure and investor protection guidelines. Okay. Under the SEBI regulations, if the promoters want to buy back the share from the foreign venture capitals, it would not come under the public offer requirement. Now, SEBI venture capital funds, India's security market regulator, that is SEBI, and Alternative Investment Fund Regulation 2012 is to bring unregulated funds under its purview and ensure that the systematic stability, increase the market efficiency and enable the formation of the new capital. These regulations will be applicable to all pooled investment vehicles apart from the mutual fund, CIS scheme or family trust, ESOP trust, employees welfare trust, holding companies, funds managed by the asset reconstruction companies, securitization trust, or the funds which are directly regulated by other regulators in India. Some of the regulation that is approved by the board, board means SEBI, which includes, one is a registration, that is all alternative investment funds, whether it is operating, private equity, real estate or hedge fund, should be registered with the SEBI. This is very important, right? Next, the withdrawal of old venture capital funds regulation. As soon as this put in place, this new regulation, old regulations will be withdrawn, or there is a 3 months period which is given to them for re-registration. Then unregistered funds will not be allowed to launch new schemes without registering with the SEBI, without registering with the SEBI under the new IF regulations. And existing schemes which were launched by the funds prior to the AIF regulations, announcement will however be continued to be governed till it matures by contractual terms, with no room for rollover or for extension. Corpus. What could be the corpus of AIF? AIF should have the minimum corpus of rupees 20 crores. that is their own funds, and they shall not accept any investment less than rupees 1 crore, less than rupees 1 crore from an investor. Okay. The fund should not have more than 1,000 investors, and the fund manager should have continuing interest minimum 25% of the initial corpus of rupees 5 crores or rupees 5 crores, whichever is less. Okay. And the fund managers is not allowed to continue the interest through the waiver of management fees. Now, filing. Funds can launch the scheme following the filing of information memorandum to the SEBI with applicable fees and funds units that can be listed on the stock exchange, subject to a minimum tradable lot of rupees 1 crore. However, they are forbidden to raise the funds through the exchanges. Right? Limit to the investment. AIF are not allowed to invest more than 25% of the funds in one company and are forbidden to invest in associate companies, and they should also provide an investor with the financial information of their portfolio of the companies. All AIF who are the QIB, that is qualified institutional buyer status as per the SEBI regulations, then SEBI will work with the Government of India to extend the tax pass through the status of their AIF. Currently, the tax pass through the status is only enjoyed by the investor who invest in the select sectors. Effect of these regulations. Anything alternate to the traditional form of investment that gets categorized as an AIF. Now, what is considered as a traditional, that can be vary from country to country. Generally, the investment in the stock and bonds or fixed deposit or real estate is considered as a traditional investment. However, even with respect of the investment in the stock, if the investments are in the stock of the small and medium scale enterprises, that is SMEs, it gets categorized as an alternative investment in many jurisdictions. The term AIF refers to private equity and hedge funds. This is about the Indian regulations. Now let us see little bit about the global regulations. These regulations of the private pools of the capital assured significance with the financial crisis of 2008. G30 report in 2009 recommended that managers of the private pools of the capital that employs the substantial borrowed funds should be required to register with the appropriate national regulators. IOSCO consultation report of the hedge funds and the task force suggested that progress towards the constituent and equate and its equivalent approach of the regulator to hedge funds manager should be high priority. The task force recommended that regulatory oversight for the hedge funds should be risk-based and focused particularly on systematically important and higher risk categories. According to the ISCO, effective oversight hedge fund in its list of objectives and the principles of the regulations to be complied by the member countries. As per their definition, in slight contrast to its definition in India, AIF can mean a collective investment undertaking, including the investment compartment thereof, which raised the capital several investors with a view to invest in accordance with the defined investment policy for the benefit of the investors and do not require authorization pursuant to Article 5 of the Directive 2009/65/EC that applies to undertaking for collective investment in transferable securities. Okay? RBI regulation. What this RBI regulation says? Investment by way of foreign venture capital, that is FVCI registered under SEBI, in terms of the Foreign Exchange Management Act, transfer and issue of security by a person resident outside India under notification number FEMA 20, amended from time to time. Investment in India by foreign venture capital funds registered with the SEBI is governed by the provision of Schedule 6 of the principal regulations. And in order to further liberalize the rationalize the investment regime, foreign venture capital funds, and give a fillip to the foreign investment in the startups, the extant regulatory provision have been reviewed and in consultation with the Government of India, and accordingly amendment have been carried out in the Schedule 6 of Foreign Exchange Management Act 1999. As per this amendment notification referred above, any foreign venture capital investment which has obtained the registration under Securities and Exchange Board of India, that is FVCI Regulation 2000, will not require any approval from Reserve Bank of India, and they can invest in equity, equity linked instrument, debt instrument issued by an Indian company whose shares are not listed on the recognized stock exchange at the time of issue of the securities instrument, which are engaged in any of the sectors. That sectors consist of, one is biotechnology, IT related, then nanotechnology, seed research, research and development of the new chemical entities and pharmaceutical sectors, dairy industry, poultry, production of the biofuels, hotel cum convention centers, as well as infrastructure structure. Equity or equity linked instruments or debt instrument which are issued by the Indian startup irrespective of the sector in which startup is engaged. Now, the startup will mean an entity which is a private limited company or registered partnership firm or limited liability partnership, which is incorporated or registered in India not prior to 5 years, with an annual turnover which is exceeding Indian rupees 25 crores in any preceding financial years, working towards the innovation, development, deployment or the communication of the new product, processes, services and services driven technology or intellectual property and satisfying the certain conditions given in that regulations. Units of the venture capital fund, that is VCF, of a category 1 alternative investment fund, category 1 AIF, or units of the scheme or category 1 fund which is set up by venture capital fund or by category 1 AIF. It is also clarified by Reserve Bank of India that the downstream investment by venture capital fund or category 1 AIF which has received the investment from FVCI, foreign venture capital investment, shall have to comply with the provision of the downstream investment as laid down in Schedule 11 of the principal regulation and other silent feature of the revised regulatory framework consist of, one, that is, FVCI may open the foreign currency account and rupee account with a designated branch of the bank of the authorized dealer for the purpose of making the transaction only and exclusively under this schedule. Okay, so opening of the foreign currency account. Second, consideration for investment by FVCI shall be paid out of the inward remittance which is received from abroad through the normal banking channel or out of the sale of the maturity proceeds of income generated from the investment already made. And there will be no restriction of any security instrument which is held by the foreign venture capital investment to any person resident or in outside India. An entity which is receiving the investment directly from the registered foreign venture capital investor will be required to report the investment mutatis mutandis in the form of FCGPR, like normal foreign direct investment how it is reported under FCGPR. Similar manner, the foreign venture capital has also required to be reported. Okay, the necessary changes in the EBS portal. Now there is no EBS portal as such, that is replaced by another portal, that is SME, that is smart functions, and it is being made a separate instruction for the purpose of reporting. With this, we conclude our discussion on chapter 4 of regulations of venture capital. Thank you very much.